Did you know that you should probably have a dream date on the books?
I thought I was your dream date.
Keep listening. Let's talk about dream dates.
Dream date.
Dream dates.
One of my favorite board games as a child.
Is that what it was called? Dream date?
I don't know. I never played it.
Oh, I completely remember playing that with friends.
That's the one with the phone?
A phone. And then, you know, you've got pictures of different guys. And then you kind of, they give you clues. Like, I like to hang out, but not at the mall.
Ooh.
And you, it's kind of like a clue.
Oh,
and then you're trying to figure out who it is.
If the dream date is Tyler or Mitchell.
And then you call and they're like, you're right. I really like you. As if any guy's actually said it that clearly when I've called them on the phone.
Hey, it's a dream. It's a dream.
Anyway, we are talking about dream dates. No, it isn't the board game. We are talking about why you need a dream date in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, whether you are single, engaged, dating, or married, I think that that was a little out of order there, but a dream date is important.
A dream date isn't like it is a good date, but it's not just like some really good date. It's
no.
Not, oh, this was my dream date.
It's not like I have to be taken out by another individual on the best date of my dreams. That's not what we're meaning here. We are talking about going out so you can do some dreaming about the future.
Got it.
That's what we're talking about. Yes.
We did this last year.
Mm-hmm. We've done it many times over the years, but never formally. I think last year we brought it to a new level.
We took notes.
And we're going to talk to you a little bit about our...
Real romantic.
Our dream date. And then we are going to give you a step-by-step or kind of like some notes and things to jot down if you're going to go about planning one of these, what you should do and how you should going to go about it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you could make that bigger so that my eyes could see the notes, John, that would be fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm getting old here. The eyes aren't what they used to be. All right. So about a year ago, we got a sitter very last minute. Thank goodness somebody was available. And we went out to, I feel like a local
restaurant.
Restaurant. Yeah. Super local. Nobody else that's not in the Nebraska area would know it. And there was kind of a wait because I didn't really know this. We're not really big out to dinner daters.
Oh, yeah.
Tend to do kind of different types of dates than the old go out to dinner. That's not our main date. Oh, some
nice.
People, that's their only place, so they're probably used to that. We were not used to that. So I think this worked to our advantage, though.
Yes.
We went to the bar and got drinks.
Yeah.
And while we waited, we drank our drinks. On empty stomachs.
Drink the drinks, baby.
Again, we only had one drink the whole night. It was not some big deal here. But I think it actually got us a little...
wallet win right there. How to get the most out of your drink. Drink it with an empty stomach.
Drink it before you eat. True. But it kind of... it helped, I think, facilitate a spirit of openness and a little bit more... just dreaming about the future and not so much about the cares and worries and stressors of the exact moment. So that was helpful. We finally got sat, ate our meal, and at kind of towards the end of it, and while we waited for food, we busted out the handy dandy notebook. And we began to reflect a little bit on the year prior, and we'll walk you through the logistics of that in a second. And then the real bulk of our work was talking about 2023 that was coming up right around the bend. And I'm going to go ahead and reveal.
Yeah, walk us through. You've got the notes in front of you. So why don't you walk us through and we'll see how we did.
Yes. Yeah. So one of them was we wanted to have I had been wanting forever, as part of our family culture, an Easter getaway.
Mm.
And that night, I swear to you, we came home from that dream date, and I booked a VRBO that night or the next morning. But I had freedom to do that because we had decided on a number the night before of what we wanted that budget to be. And I saw how much we had kind of in the travel vacation fund, if you will. And I knew I could go ahead and book that and we could save the rest while we waited for Easter to come. And we did that.
It was a lot of fun.
We got away to Leadville, Colorado during Mud Week. And we just played around in the mountains. It was a very low-key, chill week. We loved it. Super fun. Part of the family culture now. Another thing that I don't think we did so well on was we said we wanted to have a weekly date night, but we wanted one of those once a month to be out. Out on the town, if you will. And I think we got into some really difficult seasons this last year. One of them being we chose to lead our live class of Wallet Win on what is our weekly date night.
Yep.
So that was automatically 2 months of that being gone because we usually do that on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I'd say we did get out at least half the months. Okay. Yeah. About half the months we got out. Yeah, out on the town. We tried to, because one of the things we can now take advantage of now that our youngest is five is the YMCA, the gym we go to. It's parents' night out. It's free.
Yeah.
And as soon as our youngest turned five, all of our girls could actually go to this. And I got us signed up correctly once. And so we went out to the pumpkin patch that night. That was fun.
I got us signed up correctly the second time.
Yeah, I just wrote it down on our calendar wrong. So we showed up on Saturday night and it was actually on Friday
night.
The
place was closed. It was all dark.
Yeah, it was not the greatest, but at least half the month.
It was a little family night that night.
Yeah. And when we would travel, we would oftentimes tack a date on because that was easier and we'd have to arrange childcare. So, okay, I think we could improve that in the next year. As far as our family goes, we said we wanted to create our written rule of life, and we've done that. We wanted to go to a warm place in the winter. And we were going to take our RV down to Texas again last winter. Do you remember what happened? We were on a sledding hill in late January when my dad called me to tell me that there needed to be a lot of work done on the RV. Do you remember this?
I do remember now.
And that he couldn't do it in the winter because it required so much time outside.
Yeah.
And so it killed that. And then the RV got killed a few months after that.
Yes.
But God willing, this year we'll be adopting in Texas. And so maybe, Lord, could you go ahead and make that right when it's cold? And
bingo,
we could go ahead and kill two birds with one stone.
It'll
there.
Be perfect.
Sooner would be better for me. Your timing, Lord. Another one was continue family night Fridays. And we have continued to do that. Up our game on Sunday leisure. And we have done that. We've continued with that pretty strongly. The next one was grow our family, and we had a couple different things written down. One was adoption. And so this last year, we did all the things for the home study and the...
Yeah, we did all the hoops.
All the hoops.
Jumped through.
So many hoops. So many hoops. And as of right now, we are a active waiting family. We have gotten... I don't know the exact number right now, but maybe halfway to our funding goal. And we're just waiting on being chosen. Mm-hmm. That's huge. I also had some medical things written down. And we tried those. We spent a lot of money trying to kind of reopen doors for my fertility. But barring a miracle, that door is shut. It just doesn't want to open. The Lord does not want to use that way to bless our family. Unless we're all going to get a giant miracle, that's probably not the path for us. But hey, it could be.
Who knows?
But it looks like there's just not really anything medically that can be done anymore. Mm-hmm. 12 years in, we've accepted that at different time points in our marriage, but then, you know, something new would come up and we'd explore this or that. And I think now it's kind of, everything's been explored and we've moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, and we are working on growing the family through adoption. The next one, I'm so proud of us on this one. Okay. Although lately we've been ill.
Well, what is it?
Rebuild the prayer muscle.
Oh, yeah.
And get up and pray.
I'd say we were getting pretty swole.
Yes. Well, what was our new habit this year?
Wake up really early, and one of us goes up to church to pray a holy hour, while the other one prays at home.
Yep. Yeah, so we were getting up at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, from 6 to 7, we were each having a holy hour. And that was huge. Huge. We had not had that in a very long time. And, you know, our kids are at the right ages now, and it's just more possible. Of course, we've been sick lately, so that's gone out the door for a pinch. But one day it'll be restored, and it feels like it's firmly a habit now for our family. Another one was continued to deep dive on the church's teachings on money.
Mm.
I think we have done just that, and we hosted our first summit.
That's right.
Our first Catholic Money Summit this last year. And then another one was figure out buying a new RV.
Hmm.
You know what? That one did not happen.
Still figuring it out.
We did go look at
and almost.
Yeah, we almost bought two. There was one that I really wanted and something put the kaposh on it. There was another one we both really wanted and then we saw it in person and that put the kaposh on it. Is that the right word?
Kibosh.
Kibosh.
I wasn't going to say anything.
The kibosh. All right. Next. So that one's probably going to get taken over into the next year for us. All right. A big June trip. We did do that. We went up to Winter Park, Colorado, and got to be part of the Focus Summer Projects that were there. And I would say that was...
We were there, 2 weeks?
Yeah, a little over two weeks.
Great.
Definitely in the top three memories of 2023 for our family. Mm-hmm. Hands down, every member.
It was great.
Those June trips are always huge, huge for us. We love them. And then we were going to do Ellie's 5th birthday. We wanted to have a trip. And we had thought we were going to go to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
But then since we were pursuing the adoption process, we didn't really want to spend $5,000 at the House of Mouse in 1 week.
You'd be lucky if
so
it was only
Ellie
$5,000.
So Ellie got a $99 Groupon to Great Wolf Lodge in Kansas
cool.
City. It was so cool.
It was
cool.
Really fun, actually.
We loved it. It was a blast, but we did get that to happen. And then we were going to take a trip during fall break. We did not do that.
Mm.
We did not do that. Oh, wait. No, that's when we took
that was the trip.
So look, two of them got two
look
birds,
that.
One stone
look
right there. Yes. Good timing on that.
Very efficient.
That Groupon was
stones.
Well. Yeah, that was well timed. And then there was just, nail the Easter octave, which I think we did that with our trip. And that was it. I'd say we were pretty good.
I think we passed.
We did, yeah.
And it's just great that we're talking about this because we are going to be going on our next dreaming date coming up this week.
Yeah, Thursday night.
So it's a great time of year to do that because, you know, I mean, you can dream anytime. You can come up with your ideas any time of the year. It doesn't matter. But man, there is just something about the new year, the fresh calendar. I don't know what it is.
We are cyclical beings.
Yeah.
It's also just kind of baked into winter.
Mm.
You kind of, everything's slowly dying and
You're just coming in. Yeah. So you're stuck inside. You might as well think about something.
Well, yeah, everything around you is just falling to pieces and your inside wants to dream about better days ahead. So it's just a really good natural time to kind of, yeah, turn that new leaf. So we've got 9 points for a successful dreaming date that you might have. So let's dive into some of these.
First one, if you got kids, well, they're not coming to this.
No.
It's got to be kid-free.
It's got to be kid-free. And you could have a nursing infant. Maybe. You could. You really could. But sometimes even with that, even when you have a newborn, depending on temperament and personality, one person or both parents might not be able to enter into deep level conversation because something in their brain will be so attuned in with any coup or stir or noise or possible sign of hunger or whatever it is that your brain might not allow you to go as deeply into this conversation as you need to go. That's going to depend on experience as a parent. Is this your first baby? Is this your sixth? It's just, there's going to be differences there. And you're going to be able to know, are you able to enter fully into this conversation? If you can only be away from a nursing infant for 90 minutes, but you're going to be fully in, just have it be a shorter meeting. Mm-hmm. But if you know that you'll be fine, well, you can have a few hours out, you know, doing this and just take the baby with you. But ideally, there would not be a soundtrack of a herd of elephants running above you, somebody fighting or screaming in another room. These are not the sounds. Even if there's like a mother's helper or a babysitter with the kids, but you hear them creating a mess, breaking stuff, fighting in another room, that is not what you want going on while you are having this discussion. You want to be 100% present. And so as much as you possibly can, carve this out to be solely adult time. And sometimes it's helpful to just even get away from your own home so that you're not too comfortable. And it does something. It changes your environment, changes the atmosphere. And that's kind of why we went out to dinner for this, because sometimes if you're just home, you kind of just slip into too much comfort mode and you're not really creative.
Doing something different. It's like a signal to our brains, to ourselves. Oh, okay. This is something special. Mm-hmm. We're going to kind of switch into maybe a different line of thinking or a different, you know, kind of time horizon, whatever it is. Like it's a sign to ourselves. Mm-hmm. This is something different and something to pay attention to.
Yep. All right. Next up is having an element of carefree timelessness. Mm-hmm. This is a phrase.
You love
I want to say that Matthew Kelly coined it in some book that he wrote 20 years ago. But I love the phrase. And what it means is those times, those moments in life where you're not looking at the clock, where you're just so present, you're so in the moment with whomever or whatever you're doing, that it's as if time has slowed down and you're just completely here. And you're not under the gun. You're not racing the clock. There's just an element of being completely here, present, and there's no rush to get anything out or to be done with this. Mm-hmm. And if you can stage a little bit of that, that's going to help the dreaming, because some people cannot dream, you know, back against the wall, shoot your dreams out now. Mm-hmm. If you know you got to leave in about 20 minutes or something, it's just not going to be conducive. And so going to a place that is just going to allow you to unfold and be totally here and present, that's going to be helpful. Yeah. So anything to add to that?
No, but I'd say one way to foster that, at least it was for us, is going out. And that's number three, is having some eats, having some drinks. It might help. Grease the wheels a little bit.
Especially if it's an alcoholic drink.
Before the eating. Yes.
For some temperaments, yes.
Yeah. It just kind of, and it just relaxes you, even if it's not alcohol. Just having some snacks, having some drinks, a more casual atmosphere. You can throw around some ideas. You can play with some ideas. Mm-hmm. It's a different type of date. It's a different type of, I wouldn't even say it's a meeting, but it's different from those things. And that doing a couple of things differently in your environment, in your activities, again, helps signal that to yourselves so that you can enter into it more.
Mm-hmm. And if you are going to stay home, this might be a moment where you pick up some of your favorite meals and you decide to...
A little takeout night.
Yeah, get a takeout. Make it easy. No dishes. You're just enjoying something together. All right. So you said it's not a meeting, but it kind of is a little bit, because the fourth thing is that you want to have the note-taking abilities.
Absolutely. You got to be taking notes. Now, this doesn't need to be, you know, stenographer, right?
What is that?
The person in the courtroom with that crazy like keyboard thing in every single word everyone ever said.
And I'm not sure I'd recommend busting your laptop out at the restaurant.
No, I wouldn't either.
If you went to a coffee shop, I think that could fly.
Yeah, people think you're just... writing a novel or something.
Yeah, so if you just wanted to have like a morning version of this
maybe
date,
maybe you could bring that.
Could pull it off at a coffee shop, I guess, but in the evening too. But
it's up for you. And notebook is good. We used digital.
What's that thing you have?
It's an e-ink tablet. So it's...
Promised me he'd never lose track of tasks again. And you have gotten better.
I've gotten better. It's like if a Kindle and an iPad got together.
Yes.
So it's great for handwriting. Marty knows, like, that's the thing it's made for. So we use that. Mm-hmm. But however you normally like to take notes, if you've got a notebook or a journal or whatever it is, then use that. But you do want something. And we just kind of wrote down, you know, the different categories that we wanted to talk about that night. And then we just started working through each one. Mm-hmm. I think that got its own page. You start writing down different dreams, and then maybe we jump back to one, refine it a little bit, say what we wanted to do for that. And it was good because we could look back on it, mm-hmm. certainly a year later, to see how it went. But also, in a lot shorter time, as we went to implement some of those and to remind ourselves, what did we talk about? What did we say we wanted to do for this? Mm-hmm. It was really helpful.
Mm-hmm. It was. And that takes me right into that next point. Number five is talk about that prior year.
Ooh.
In some ways, you're kind of creating an after action report, for lack of a better term. But essentially, you know, you're kind of evaluating what did happen this last year. What are we proud of? What happened that we didn't see coming? How did our goals work out? Were we realistic? You know, Jonathan and I have been creating goals and meeting goals now consistently for over a decade. Some couples might struggle with putting too many things in, and then it's just not able to happen. We're pretty good about that. So I would say we met most of them, and then a couple biggies just didn't happen. Not because we didn't want to or look into it. It just wasn't the right moment. Mm-hmm. Or some things were just truly out of our control, like growing our family. But it's going to be helpful to look back before you dive into talking about the next year ahead, just to see, you know, what came up, what surprises were there? Were there areas where we just, we overestimated hugely on that, of just how much, resources time-wise or financially or emotionally that project was going to take. And then, boy, did it suck us dry for 6 months in every capacity we had. And knowing those types of things will help you get better that next year in deciding, I think we do have the bandwidth for X, Y, and Z. Or, nope, we just have the bandwidth for A. That's all we're doing this year. You get to figure those things out. And as you look back, it gives you that context to make a more confident step towards the future.
Or it could be good things too. Wasn't really expecting, such and such a hobby to come up.
Hmm.
Or, you know, we went on that trip and we weren't really planning to go there originally, but it kind of worked out. Maybe we should go there again or do that type of a trip again. So yeah, kind of the surprises too that came up in the year are good to see if you want to either avoid those surprises or replicate them.
Very true to our personalities. I would see all the negative the quote unquote mess ups from the year prior, and you would see all the opportunities. True to the temperaments. That's why we balance each other.
Complementary pair. So you've looked at the year before now, kind of, I don't know, tip or whatever. Number six is to just brain dump for the year ahead. So don't worry about being too organized, getting things in just the right setup or whatever. Just ideas are going to come. Get them down. You know, maybe just you could start even by taking a couple minutes to just boom, 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 boom. Just dump it all out. Mm-hmm. Then we can go and categorize. We can ask a couple follow-up questions. We can flesh things out. We just want to make sure we get everything out so we can, you know, lay it all on the table, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then from that point, that's where you get to get kind of those concrete plans. So as you're brain dumping, there's just be careful not to have any judgment when maybe one spouse is just coming up with ideas left and right. Maybe the other spouse is a little more practical. And this is just not the moment to even get into a conversation about, I don't know about that and how practical. Don't do that. That's not, that is not the step right now. This is called brain dumping for the year ahead. And you're just getting all of it out on paper. Yes, you'll have your times to make points or to say why you think this thing ought to get precedence over that thing. You will get to lay out all of the things, but that's not this step. And a critical, critical step between this one and actually figuring out which ones you're going to prioritize is an often overlooked step. Mm-hmm. And it is praying.
Absolutely. Right. We've got this huge pile of ideas and dreams and thoughts, and we're going to eventually whittle those down. We can't do them all. Probably shouldn't do them all. We need to get those down to the few that we're really going to pay attention to and try to make happen this year. And then also, well, which one, even if they're all good, which one do we want to do first? Well, you'd be a fool to try to go through that process all on your own. You've got to stop. You've got to pray. You've got to take that pile of dreams and hand them over to our Lord. Invite him to come sit down with you to sort through everything that's just come up as you discuss, as you talk, as you discern which one of these, maybe it sounds silly, but it's true. Which of these are you being called to move forward in?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones are going to really bring you and your family alive?
Yeah. And I think that it's so important because we've run into this ourselves where I've got big dreams, but they're not from God. They're just me going on Instagram and seeing other people doing stuff and me wanting to do it. And, you know, sometimes that's the Lord planting a seed for what we're supposed to do next, but a decent bit of the time it's not. And if you don't discern these things, you could end up just doing your own will, and that's not going to breed peace and long-term happiness. Pursuing God's will and doing the things that he's calling us to is where our happiness lies. And so knowing that we're going to be dumping all of these desires, Lord, and we're asking for you to help bubble up to the top the ones that you really want us to pay attention to, and to truly desire whatever he wills for your next year and to hold those things loosely, you can then trust that he's going to be with you in your conversation and that he's going to help you. And if you're married, he's going to help you as part of your sacrament in prioritizing the things that you're supposed to move towards. Yeah. And then we have other podcasts on discernment, especially when there's a financial component involved. And so please listen to that. Especially on some of those bigger things. But okay, let's assume they've prayed. And now it's time to actually make some choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to choose a few. One to three, maybe. that you're really going to focus on in the new year. This is what we're working towards. This is the thing we want to see happen. This is what our family's being called towards. This is the goal, the decision, the whatever it might be that we are going to use to filter our decisions. Mm-hmm. Does it get us closer to this thing?
Yep. And yeah, we only emphasize a few there because you just never know. What is the magnitude of the thing that you're going to be pursuing? For the Texera's, you know, adoption, that felt like a really heavy, and then the fertility stuff, it was a heavy lift in 2023. It tapped every resource we had. Mm-hmm. And so it just meant a lot of our other goals were kind of just book this or that travel thing and then maintain the things we're already doing. That was kind of it.
Yeah.
They weren't these hard, big things because we had one really huge, big, hard thing. But if we were going into a year where we didn't have something like grow the family or move or start a business, these are huge things that if anybody has something huge, they know it. And that automatically means you should probably have not another huge thing. Ideally, you want to have one of those things kind of going on at once. But if maybe it's not a year of something huge, all right, go ahead and have three or four things. And you're just going to kind of prioritize either them alongside each other or one after the other. But these are the things that you are agreeing on that are going to get the focus in the new year. They're going to be prioritized. It's not just enough to go in hoping and crossing your fingers that these things are going to happen. When you pick the few things, the handful of things that you're going to really work towards, it's going to help you stay focused on those things, say yes to those things. And it does mean that you're going to end up saying no to everything that isn't them. And that's okay. And that's really how anybody gets anything done in life, mm-hmm. is when you say no to everything that you're not called to say yes to. And that can be really hard for some temperaments, but really, you know, our happiness lies there. And then also our productivity and
our sanctity.
And our sanctity, really, in those things. So now you've chosen the things. Mm-hmm. Living it out afterwards is maybe the hardest part. But there are tools to make it happen. And I want you to share about what those are, John, that we personally use.
I'm going to go through really quick. You have the couple things you're going to work on that year. There's probably one that you need to get done first. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the thing we are focusing on. Pat Lencioni would call it your rallying cry for your family. Mm-hmm. So that, again, you're using this goal, this event, this whatever it is, to focus your efforts to make your decisions. Jonathan's going to run a marathon in May. If that's the decision, well, then there are considerations for time, some financial considerations, all sorts of things like
meals,
all that's going to make those decisions for us. Mm-hmm. Or inform us how to make those decisions. So we have our big kind of the rallying cry. And then we check in every week and see how we're doing. What needs to be done right now in order to meet that goal, see that dream become a reality, whatever it is. How is the rest of our family functioning, keeping on top of things to make mm-hmm. sure, one, that we are keeping our eyes on the prize right there. But then two, not keeping our eyes on it so hard that we're letting everything else fall to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this, where we're talking about rallying cries and weekly family meetings, this is detailed out in Pat's book, Three Questions for a Frantic Family. Love it. Our family has been using this for years in some form or fashion, our entire marriage. But we were introduced to this concept actually by some really good friends of ours. Mm-hmm. And that really does dovetail nicely into telling you about something coming up. So the friends that told us about this, Joseph and Crystal Gruber, over at our outpost, they've now launched a marriage ministry this last year, and they're going to join us for an upcoming workshop on December 30th, where we are going to talk about planning your 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to teach on some of these concepts, rallying cries in a weekly family meeting.
Yeah.
And it's really how you're going to actually make these things happen in your life. Mm-hmm. How you're going to sit down 1 year from now and say, wow, we're batting a 70% on all the things we wanted to do in 2024. Mm-hmm. Because you had the meetings and the rallying cries.
Yeah. It's a marriage ministry, but it's when you think of that, or somebody who is a marriage expert or whatever, you might just think, oh, it's all just kind of feelings and this, you know, gooshy stuff.
Emotions.
But they are coming at this, and why I think the things they do are so neat is they are like marriage, relational, like organizational health experts. Mm-hmm. Here's how you craft your plans. Here's how you communicate about them. Here's how you let them shape your life so that all these other things fall into place.
Yeah.
Which is why they're a great inspiration to us. Have really helped us kind of get on track with the things that figuring out the things that we want to do and are called to do, and then how we're actually going to do that. Mm-hmm. So they are the perfect people to bring in to this workshop. And, you know, we've been getting into this a little bit, right? We had our big Catholic calendar last year. Now for the upcoming 2024, we've done a new version, updated, upgraded version of the big Catholic calendar. Now we've got the big Catholic planner.
You love it.
Oh man. I'll just look at them. I'll just hold it for like 20 minutes and page
no,
through.
No, you will not.
Empty plan. Yeah. When you're upstairs, that's what I'm doing. And so there's been a great response to these, mm-hmm. these things that we're putting out in the world. And so kind of the next step in these is this workshop. We did a little bit of a workshop last year. This year's workshop, the Plan Your Year 2024 workshop, is now we're bringing in some outside experts. We've revamped the whole thing, and it's going to be really cool.
Up-leveled.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to learn. Oh, that sounds neat. What are these things you just talked about? Well, that's what we're talking about right there, mm-hmm. in that workshop.
Yeah,
about
it's really the
meetings,
perfect.
The rallying cries. How do you even figure that stuff out? Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're even going to reflect on 2023, do some dreaming about 2024, mm-hmm. surrender the next upcoming year to the Lord, and then we're going to talk about how to actually make our goals happen in the new year. This would be the perfect pre-dream date activity or something to kick off your dream date.
Yes.
And if you cannot make it live, if you get access to the workshop, then you'll retain access to that. So whenever you have your dream date, you could play it then.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah, you'll get access to the recordings.
Yeah. So the link you can find in the show notes.
Yeah. And it's listed because, so they kind of can go hand in hand with the planner, the big Catholic planner. And so if you have ordered a big Catholic planner, you got your invite already. You're in for free to this workshop.
It was a bonus.
It was a bonus if you ordered the planner and calendar combo. And if you'd like to get in on the workshop, well, you can go to waltwin.com/calendar. There's information about the workshop there. And it comes again when you buy the calendar planner combo. Well, supplies last. There are not many.
There's 10 left.
Yeah, there are not many. Or you can buy it on your own. You can buy it on its own. And there's a link on that page as well, yep, for that.
I believe it's $29 to, yes, just come to the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's going to be well worth it. Your entire 2024 could be teetering on this workshop.
Ooh.
And we want to make sure that you hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a goodie.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a goodie. So join us. Head on over to waltwin.com/calendar and you can find out more information. Until next time, happy dream dating and bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at WalletWin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.